This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A massive G7 Ukraine aid package is good to go. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Germany's finance minister says the group of seven leading economies and global financial institutions have agreed to provide $19.8 billion in aid to bolster Ukraine's public finances. Christian Lindner has told reporters that $9.5 billion of the total was mobilized at meetings of the G7 finance ministers at Königswinter, Germany, this week. He adds, the goal is to ensure Ukraine's financial situation does not affect its ability to defend itself from Russia's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian army on Friday said it had totally liberated the Azovstal steelworks in the strategic port city of Mariupol in southeast Ukraine after the last Ukrainian soldiers inside surrendered. Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said the final 531 fighters at the plant gave themselves up to Russian forces. The news has not been independently confirmed. Human rights groups are criticizing the Taliban's decision to dissolve Afghanistan's Independent Human Rights Commission. Taliban authorities on Tuesday said they were getting rid of the Human Rights Commission and four other unnecessary departments, using their term, in light of a $500 million annual budget shortfall. Because these departments were not deemed necessary and were not included in the budget, Taliban's spokesman said they have been dissolved. A former deputy head of the organization told VOA's Pashto service that the decision is, in his words, nothing more than can be expected from the Taliban. That was Mohammad Naeem Nazari, the former deputy head of the Human Rights